HUDnet is a program that's looking at all the constituent pieces of the HITS program, all of its management pieces, the management framework around HITS. I'm the executive sponsor of that.
Do you expect an RFP to come eventually from HUDnet, or is that still too early? You're still in that acquisition strategy development stage.
We are in the acquisition strategy development stage. There will be RFPs come out of this process, but I don't think I can go further than that.
One of the other things that you mentioned was the idea of cloud. You're already 80% outsourced. Give me a sense of how is that different being outsourced and virtualized to cloud? Because in a sense, aren't you already in a public-private cloud in a sense?
In a sense, we are. In a technical level, you could call it a private cloud. It has all the features from a technical standpoint. It's a virtualized environment. It's highly scalable. It's fairly agile. What is not there in a managed services contract is the business model of cloud. We do not have the elasticity. Prices do not go down when we use less. Managed services is what you might consider high watermark pricing. If we've ever bought that much of the infrastructure, we pay for that much of the infrastructure. In a cloud, you go up and down as your needs change. So that's really what we're doing. It's not a technical move for us. It's a business model move in the procurement realm.
At a recent conference, Day also says that the skills to manage the outsourced IT services contract are specialized.
Now I need very savvy people to oversee that outsourced work. They need to understand IT. They need to understand metrics and management and remote management, if you will. And that is an interesting grouping of skills when, in fact, they're never going to do actual IT work for you. They're not going to acquire their base IT understanding working for you because we don't do it, the contractor does it. So how do you get the right people with both a savvy understanding of the subject and an understanding of the management of that subject and how to measure that subject is an interesting problem. Career ladders, we've been trying to be very thoughtful about what's a career ladder for a person coming in at a lower level to acquire that subject matter skill and that metrics management skill at a junior level so that they can work their way up the chain in that environment. Right. I think the other thing I would just suggest to everyone, mission, mission, mission. If you want to recruit to the federal government, the mission has to be forefront. That's what brings a lot of people to care about the mission. And that's how you recruit an awful lot of times.
Day also talks about how the TechStat sessions have impacted HUD.
Well, I think that we have used TechStat to inform the interest level of our programs and others in doing our own internal approach. When they see that they've got to do it in front of OMB, it's very easy to decide we ought to do it internally first and that we ought to have the practice right, we ought to have the answers right, and we ought to, in fact, emulate that because it has driven good decision-making. And so I think it has been an informative process, but it's also taught us something else. It's taught us that it's like SLAs. When we all first started doing SLAs, we wrote 100. Five mattered, but we wrote 100, and we had too many to manage. And I think the same thing's going to turn out to be true here. These are just SLAs about our projects. What are the vital few? How do we focus on the vital few? How do we actually use them to drive our behavior?
I caught up with him after the conference again to talk more about the impact of the TechStat sessions.
Are you guys implementing kind of that idea of, okay, what's our top five? What's our top seven around each project that we want to track, the metrics, the measures?
Well, we are implementing that concept of the vital few. It is a difficult thing because we still have to meet the OMB requirements, and there are many requirements to be met. But we're trying to focus our reviews on the vital few.
Are they all different? Do you have a standard set of two or three, and then there's three or four that are different?
The ones that are the same are the obvious ones, schedule, budget, time, that type of thing. But really the other metric that I think most people are not doing well is what is the business outcome for this project and how well are we actually meeting the business outcome? And if we're off schedule, what's the opportunity loss? If we're over budget, what is the cost of that budget compared to the return on investment for that project? So there's where it's always different. Every business project has a different business goal. And figuring out that business goal and then measuring success on the business goal is really the game.
The TechStat, obviously, it's one of those, it's like going to the dentist. You know you don't want to go, but you know in the end you're going to be better for it. You said that one of the things that was TechStat was able to help HUD do is really focus on those seven projects that really you can be successful at. Give me a sense of how hard was it to cull that list down from, I think you said, 38 to 7.
Well, of course, it's always very difficult because everybody believes their business need is first, because it is first for their business. And it came down to figuring out the things that matched the strategic plan of HUD that had the most leverage to the business, provided the most likely success. And that was a very hard discussion for HUD, and it should be a hard discussion because they were all good projects. They were all worthy of doing. It was a question of which do you do first, and you have to make that decision. Sometimes it's very hard.
Did you have a kind of an A list and a B list and a C list? So if one of the A list projects, the funding doesn't come through or something doesn't work out, you can quickly shift to a B? Or are these seven the ones you're really focusing on over the next 18 to 24 months?
They are the ones we're focusing on over the next 18 months is really our goal. We do know that the others need to be done. And over time, we will be doing the others as we have funding. The 38 were not the only needs in the department. There were 100 or so projects that people wanted to do. The 38 were the real requirements. And so they're not B or C. They're simply not the first ones.